Hello, I'm Penny Melville Brown, the blind baker. I won an international prize that enabled me to cook all round the world. I've written all the recipes up, I've made hundreds of videos, and I blog and write about recipes all the time. There's even a cookbook. You can find out more about me at www.pennymelvillebrown.com. The recipe this time is simple stuffed peppers. And I know that can be very ordinary, but I want us to think about it as a way of using up the vegetables, perhaps at the end of a week. It makes a really simple, light meal, half a pepper, piece of really nice bread, dead easy to make. And actually, you could make this all in the microwave, or you could make it in the oven, whichever you like. What I do with mine is I make enough for six meals. It will keep well in the fridge, and then I just whip it out and pop it in the microwave, and I've got a hot meal when I want it. So what we're going to need to start with is an oven-proof dish. Ideally with a flat bottom, because you're going to have all these bobbly peppers sitting in it. I like a Pyrex dish, and I've got some nice ones which have got a plastic lid so it stores in the fridge. And a mixing bowl is a good idea too. So here we go with the ingredients. And with the ingredients, you know that I like to do things in handfuls, because getting out the scales and weighing everything is a bit tedious. So if a handful will do, that's good enough for me. So I'm going to start off with a handful of mushrooms. And what I'm going to do with those is just trim them. Don't wash them, because water and mushrooms don't really mix very well. Give them a good slicing. You want them quite small. And then I'm going to throw them into a bowl, into the microwave, and I'm just going to heat them for a minute or two. And this is because mushrooms have got lots of bulk because they've got water in them. And I'd rather they cooked and reduced and got smaller now before I mix them in with the rest of the ingredients. So in my mixing bowl, I'm going to put in one or two tomatoes. And I'm going to dice those, nothing more complicated than that. A courgette, top and tail it, dice that. If I'm feeling a bit exotic, perhaps five or six olives, black or green, don't mind which. Again, chop those a little bit small. I like to put in some ham, or actually chorizo sausage is very good. And for this, I'm thinking here we're making enough to stuff one pepper, one red or green pepper. Chorizo sausage, perhaps an inch or two. Ham, perhaps a couple of slices. Just chop them up small, and those go into the mixing bowl too. A tablespoonful of oil and a bit of pepper. I wouldn't put salt in if I'm putting in the ham or the chorizo, but you would need it if you were left those out and just had a vegan version. And for more flavoring, I'm going to use three spring onions. And I very much like spring onions, because if you're not doing vast amounts of cooking, three spring onions is all you need for this dish, just peeled, trimmed, and chopped up. Whereas to get out a whole onion, where you might only need half of it, what do you do with the other half? Just sits in the fridge until it goes off. If I've got some herbs from the garden, probably some soft herbs, so that could be some thyme leaves, some parsley, some coriander, anything else you've got in the garden that you could pop in. So adding all of that in to my mixing bowl. And finally, I'm getting to my pepper. So you cut the pepper in half lengthways, and then scoop out all the seeds and throw all of those away. So now I've got my pepper, put it in my oven-proof dish, stuff it with my mix that I've just stirred up. And I confess, I put it in by hand, because it's so much easier for me to manage when I can't see. And if I've got some mix left over, I simply put that in the dish to hold the two peppers up, and that will actually probably do another meal or even two. The next complicated thing is you put the oven on and you put it in the oven about 180 degrees Celsius, gas mark 4, for about 30, 35 minutes. And this will really depend on the size of your peppers, because you want a eating knife, a dining knife, to be able to go through the pepper so that you can actually cut it up to eat. Otherwise, it's going to be too difficult. And that really is all there is to it. You could, if you wanted to, cook all of this in the microwave. So never mind putting these pepper halves into the oven. Just pop them on a plate in the microwave. It will be different, because part of the point about the oven is it will just char some bits, cook some bits. It will be a different texture and a different finish, but perfectly delicious out of the microwave. And the other thing that you might want to do, and I certainly do, is chop up the peppers, and don't even bother to stuff them. Just chop them up, add them to the mix, pop them into a ramekin that can go into the oven to cook, just as we've said, or go into the microwave. Because for me, when I don't tend to use a knife and fork because I can't see, and it's too difficult to cut things up. I have to use my fingers and a knife to chop things up. So I would rather just use a fork like the Americans do and eat like that. So there you are, a very simple stuffed pepper. Simple supper, simple lunch, easy to do, keeps well in the fridge, reheat in the microwave. I hope you enjoy this recipe. I hope you give it a try. If you've got ideas or suggestions for future recipes, please get in touch with me. You can always make contact through my website, www.pennymelvillebrown.com. And happy baking to all of you too.